So in the very last line of Chesed and Beis, the Gemara says, "I'm a rabba." Rabba says that shachat sipur me'er yamtif. This person shachted a bird, erev yamtif, and erev yamtif, of course, they have the obligation of doing kisa adam. Ein mechasin asol biyamtif. You can't go ahead and cover it on yamtif. Again, if you shachted though the bird on yamtif, you can do kisa adam on yamtif. But if it was done erev yamtif, you already disconnected the treat from the kisa adam. Was not allowed to do it kisa adam. So Rashi explained, you see the last Rashi on the page, Ein mechasin also, the yomtiv. Dehaya lo lechasin ben bod yom, he should have done it yesterday, or erev yomtiv. And umishim amnui mishim simchas yomtiv lekam. There's not a concern of holding back from simchas yomtiv, because he already did what he did. I mean, the only heter in general of doing kisei dam and shchit, all that together, is because if a person doesn't do kisei dam, let's say on yomtiv, a person wants to know, should I shech the bird or not shech the bird? And so we say, you're allowed to shech the bird, and you're allowed to do kisei dam, because of it's going to hold back your simchas yomtiv, so better to do the simchas yomtiv. But here, where he already shecht it, it's already in the past, he did it yesterday already, and now is a new day, so the bird permitted to be eaten, regardless of whether or not he does kisei dam. That's a separate point. And the mishum de lo mechas adam lo mechas misar psipur bechila, like I just said, that if a person doesn't cover it, the bird won't be asur. So that's if he forgot to do it. But again, ideally, he should do the kisei dam on erev yomtiv, and if not, he loses out that mitzvah. Then the Gemara says on the top of Tesam and Aleph, let's say Gilgal Isa, let's say he was kneading the dough erev yomtiv, and mafish shumenu chalas of yomtiv, he could go ahead and be mafish chala yomtiv itself. So this is the difference. Even though we said if you didn't do the next step when it came to the kisei dam, you didn't do it on erev yomtiv, you may not do it on yomtiv itself. This says no. Even though you had a chiv of chala separating the chala erev yomtiv, and you didn't do it, you could still do it on yomtiv itself. The question is, what's the difference exactly here? So it's a bit complicated. We'll read Rashi, but Rashi itself requires a lot of explanation. But Rashi says Gilgal isa erev yomtiv me'afresh imenu chala sab yomtiv. So why is separating the dough permitted to be done on yomtiv? Even though later on we teach Elu Hein Mishim Shvus, the following things cannot be done on Yomtif because of a Shvus. It's not an Isser Deraisa, but the Shvus and Isser Derabanan. What are they? One of them is Ein Magbin Trumos and Maisis Yomtif. You can't separate Truma, you can't separate Maiser on Yomtif itself because you're mixing something. V'hainami k'chumas Dagan Damya, and Chal is like Chumas Dagan, Shehaya Yachal Lahafish Mir of Yomtif. A few halachi mafresh, even though you're able to do it erev yomtiv, one's permitted to be done on yomtiv. Shelo gazru al trumas isa, shari muta legalgal yomtiv lafosu kidei lechel pas chama. So Rashi points out something else. Rashi doesn't even address the question of why is this different than kisei dam. I mean, just like kisei dam had a chiv erev yomtiv, and you didn't do it, you can't do it anymore. Chala had a chiv erev yomtiv when I needed it. He doesn't say you can't do it, you can do it. He's addressing a different question. Wait a second, don't we know in general that you can't be mafresh truma, you can't be mafresh meiser? He says, no, this is different. Chal is not quite truma. Chal is different. And the gzeira only applied to truma, so it did not apply to chala. Okay, and the reason being is because since a person wanted, he could really knead the dough on yantav itself. He could take the flour and take the water and mix it together and do lush and prepare it and then separate chala. So even though he did the lush erev yantav, he could still do the hafresh chala on yomtiv, because again, if he wanted miko, he could have done even the lisha on yomtiv, so that's permitted. So they all ask again. I'm not going to go through all the sugyas. I'm just raising some questions and awareness. So by the kisei adam case, he could have shechted the kisei adam. He could have shechted the bird itself on yomtiv and then do kisei adam. So the fact that he shechted it yesterday, why does that forbid him from doing the kisei adam today? Same thing with the chala. He did the lush yesterday. But since he could have done lush today, he could do a fresh challah. Same thing by the bird. Since he could have shechted today, he should be able to do kisei dam. There's a long Tosos who deals with this question. And he says really the case was he never refinished the kneading. He did the kneading, most of the kneading on erev yomtiv, but he didn't complete the kneading, and the kneading was even being done on yomtiv itself. So it's a very complicated, a lot of achron way in here, no time to go through it, but it's a very complicated to get what the difference is between kisei dam, lush, trumas amaisos. Okay, just be aware. Gemara says, yeah. And so in Eretz Yisrael, you may not. In Chalas Chutzlarts, in Chutzlarts, you are allowed to leave over, eat, and leave over at the end the challah. So that actually it comes up pretty often that a woman's making challah, she forgets to take challah. She realized during the meal on Shabbos, oh no, I forgot to be mafresh challah, what's she supposed to do? So on Shabbos, she could say, just the husband would say, anything left over will be challah. So he eats. They make the motzi. They divvy up the challah and then leave over at the end a certain amount that they'll separate challah after the fact. But in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot do that way.
So wouldn't that be the difference between challah and kisei adam?
Meaning?
You can eat without the kisei adam, you can eat the meat, but without the precious challah, you can't eat. Well, he's saying you can eat it, just leave it over.
Right. I also might be in Eretz Yisrael. Who, I'm not sure where it doesn't distinguish between Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael, you couldn't eat it without the kisei adam. Also, right, you could eat kisei. You could eat the bird without the kisei adam. It's not ma'akev in the eating of it.
Right. So that's why. So the simchas yontif.
I see what you're saying. I see. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to eat it. Otherwise, you not. If you don't mafresh challah, you can't eat it. I see. That could be part of it also. Rashi doesn't mention that. Okay, but it becomes a very very complicated sugya. So then the Gemara quotes another opinion in this regard. Avud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Amar, Afilu Gilgal Isa Me'erv Yomtif Ein Mafresh Shemena Chalas Ab Yomtif. Even if you were to need an Erev Yomtif, this is the same halacha. It's Kisei Dam. Just like you shecht an Erev Yomtif, you can't do Kisei Dam on Yomtif itself. So if you did Lash, you did the kneading on Erev Yomtif, you cannot be Mafresh Chala on Yomtif itself. So Gemara says, Lema Pligat Shmuel, Adavud Shmuel. Perhaps Shmuel argues on his father. Why was Shmuel? The above opinion was just his father. What does Shmuel himself say? Tamar Shmuel, chalas chutz la'aretz, ochel v'holich v'acharkach mafresh. Like I just said before, person could eat the chalas chutz la'aretz, he could continue to eat, and at the end, leave over a certain amount at the end to be mafresh from that leftover. But before you were mafresh in the chalas chutz la'aretz, one may eat it. So as opposed to Shmuel, Avud, the Shmuel says, you can't eat it across the board. Shmuel says, you can't eat the Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So it sounds like there's a machlokas here. But is that the machlokas exactly, whether you can leave over or not?
Rashi speaks of that it's not masakin, it therefore wouldn't fit into the takana of Truma, according to Shmuel.
Uh-huh. Which Rashi says that?
The last three lines of Ochel V'Holech.
Okay, let's read to that. Ochel V'Holech. Kol pas, you eat the whole bread, umashar kedei chal, you leave over a certain amount, umafrisha b'achorna, at the end, you, whatever's left over, you separate from that little leftover. Alma hafrashasa, shlo tzorachi, v'lo haya, havya hafrasha. V'amafrish b'yomtev, ainu misakin, it's not like fixing something, dilas asar kshar kagba truma, to asar the rest of other types of trumos. The gazer barabon mipnei shenir kumsakim. When it comes to trumos and maestros, I have got a box or a basket of fruit, which is tevo. The only heter for me to eat it is being by me mafresh shuma. So that's being tikkun mano. But when it comes to hafrashas chala and chutz la'aretz, as we said before, you could just eat the chala. And whatever's left over, then you take chala, kind of what you're saying, Harry. So then, what's the machlokas here? Above, Avud Shmuel says, across the board, you can never be mafresh chala on Shabbos at all. And on Yom Tov at all, rather. And Shmuel says, one may eat the chala on chalas chutz la'aretz. So Gemara says, Amar Rava Milo Mod Shmuel Shim Kara La Hashem Ashasu Lazarim. So Rashi explains, Milo Mod Shmuel, Afa Pisha Eino Tzarech LaFrisha, even though you don't have to be mafresh anything, you could just leave it over at the end. Shim Kara La Hashem Shechal La Hashem Chal Vasu Lazarim. If you were to give it, if you were to call Kriya Hashem, you want to say this is Chala, it's still going to be Aser to Zar to non coin to eat. Alma Shem Chua La. It does have a Chalo Shem Chua. Chuma visa bechlal ain magbin chuma sumaisus biyamtov. So you're right. There's a way around it, but to be actually to call it chuma in the first place, to call it chal in the first place, that would have a chaloshein that would take effect, and it would be aser tzarim. Therefore, one may not take chuma and chala. You can. It's again. There's a way around it. Is to leave it over at the end, never call chuma. But if one were to be mafresh chuma, they agree. So again, they both agree to be mafresh chuma and yamtov is aser. What Shmuel Mechadish is you could get around that by not being mafresh shuma. You could just eat it and leave over at the end to be mafresh after Yom Tov. Now, another issue that's going on here as well is there's a big discussion. There's a Gemara Nida, which sounds like, is challah and shuma, are they two separate things? Rashi has these languages back and forth. It sounds like in the beginning that challah is similar to shuma, but not quite shuma. But in fact, the Pesukim refer to challah as shuma. So some actually call challah a shuma. It's a shuma of the bread. Others say, no, it's its own halacha. It's like chuma, but not quite chuma. That's another thing that's going on here as well. So part of the issue, whether you're gozer and chuma chala as well, might be how you categorize chala, whether it's part of chuma or not part of chuma. Okay, but again, this is a very complicated, but very juicy sugya. But we'll leave it at that. Okay, new mission now. Very important mission. The mission tells us that Beishame Omrim, Eim Olichin Es Asulim Meshovach Lashovach, Ava Mateu Mechalon Lachalon, Ubeishil Matir. Beishame says, one may not take the ladder, which is leaning up against one nest of birds. And you want to go up and take a bird and shechta for yamtif, and then you see that nest has no birds left, or they flew away, and you want to move to a different nest in your off your house. And one may not do that. And the reason being, Rashi tells us, as Rashi tells us, or maybe the Gemara tells us, that it looks like you're going to fix the roof. Now, even though, in fact, you're simply going to take birds for Simchas Yom Tov, which is permitted, since it appears, it's Maras Ayin, it appears like you're going to fix the roof, you cannot move it from one Shavach to another Shavach. But to tilt it from one window, let's say it's in one place, you have one window of birds here, and you want to just tilt it to the other one, not really carrying it, but just kind of tilting it the other way, that's permitted, because that's not really going to be so... No one really sees you moving around, you're just kind of tilting it over. Beis Hillel is matir, you even to move it from one Shavach to the other Shavach, and is not concerned with Maris Ayin, that person's going to think, oh, wait a second, he's putting the ladder up against his roof to probably fix the roof. So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Machlokes B'Rishus HaRabim. The only Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is only in Rishus HaRabim, where people could see. The Beis Shammai Savri, HaRoe Omer Lechat Latiach Gago Hutzach. The person's going to say, oh, wait a second, he's going to fix his roof. So therefore, you cannot move from Shavach to Shavach. What's the problem with fixing the roof? So according to some say it's an issue of bone, you're building your house, and others say it's an issue of mimachik, which means you're spreading something out, you're leveling something, which is one of the lametes melachos. It comes up with the halachas of, let's say, spreading icing on a cake. Sometimes people like to make a fun birthday activity. They've asked, I think twice I've got to ask the Shaila, could I have kids over on Shabbos for a birthday party and have them decorate and put icing on top of their little cupcakes or something, is that a problem? So halacha is that if you're trying to do it exactly, very smooth, very neatly, it's a problem of mimachik. If they're going to do it, kids are doing it, they're going to be doing it messy, there's not a real issue of mimachik. So mimachik is whenever you're spreading something very evenly and smooth. So that, some say, is the issue of fixing the roof, is you're spreading the tar smoothly on the roof, and others say it's an issue of bona, you're building the roof. So people are going to say, oh, wait a second, you're moving the sulam from one place to another place. He's fixing his roof. So that's only relevant in Rosh Hashanah. But Beis Hillel says, Savri Shovcha Mochiach Alav. No, the Shovach, the fact that you see where he's putting it into the window where the Shovach is, where the bird nest is, so no one's going to think he's fixing the roof. So therefore, Beis Shammai permits you to move the ladder from one window to another window. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Divya Kol Mutter, when it comes to the Rishus Yachid, where nobody could see you, there's no issue of Maris Ayin, even Beis Shammai will permit you to do this. Okay, so before we go vaita, just interesting Tosos, three-line Tosos, let's why not do it. Tosos says, Ein Molichin Hasulam. You're not allowed to move the window, the ladder from one window to the next. Tema, Afilo Heichin Hasam Esmol. Even let's say you did prepare them from Erev Yom Tov. The Mishnah will talk about it later. You pick up the chicken or the bird and you say, or the dove, you say, this is for tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Mikol Malkum Is Behumushim Teda. Well, isn't it capturing? The Shovach is not considered capture. It's not in a cage. It's in a nest. It flies in and out, comes and goes as it pleases. So isn't an issue of a tzad, which is a lama tes malachos? Hatzad yone shovach v'yone alei chayev. If you catch a dove from one of these nests, it's a deraisa. V'yeshoma demari b'ketanim shel parchu. Tos has to make an okimta. We're dealing with a very small bird that is not able to, it's a young fledgling, which is not able to fly yet, so it's not considered tzad. So it's only a case where you're capturing something that doesn't, that normally could fly away. But let's say capturing a snail or a turtle, which really can't get away, that's not considered tzad. That's nothing. It's permitted. So it must be talking about a very young bird. So Gemara says, Eini, is it really true that this machlokas, whether Maris Ayin applies in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, again, sorry, that you're allowed to do this in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that even Beis Shammai permits you to move the Shovach from one window to the next window. And there's not a concern at all of Maris Ayin because nobody's going to see you. Is that really true? V'homer Rav Yehuda Marav, kol malkum she'asu chachamim ibnei Maris Ayin, afilu b'chadei chadarim aser. The klal is, we find this a few places in Shas, that whenever something's aser because of Maris Ayin, it's aser across the board. It's aser even in Chadei Chadarim, even in the very your home, deep inside in one of the deep rooms where no one's ever going to see you and there are no windows, there's still an iser of Maris Ayin. So how they say here, it's permitted in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what's the reason why it's aser in Chadei Chadarim? So generally speaking, the big chakir in Maris Ayin, why is Maris Ayin usher? Either it's usher because Mibnei Chashad, I'm going to be choshed that, oh, he's violating Isser. I see him walking to McDonald's. He's really going to use the bathroom or get a drink of water. I see him walk in, I'm going to say, wait a second, that guy, Reuven, he's eating treif. That's one. Well, the other svar is that I'm going to think, oh, wait a second, maybe McDonald's became kosher. So it's a firm guy going in there. I'm going to go eat McDonald's. I didn't know he was going to use the bathroom. I thought he was going to use to get some food. So either occurs, it's going to be lifnei iver, or it's going to be choshev iksherim. Either I'm going to react to it, or I'm going to think something about him. So in either way, no matter how you slice it, in chadei chadarim, nobody's going to ever see you, so then there's not a concern at all of maris ayin. Why would it be usher? I'm not going to be choshev him because I can't see him, and it's not going to be lifnei iver because I can't see him. So there are three reasons given why b'chadei chadar might be aser. One reason is because lo plug. When the Chacham made a klal, they never distinguished. Maris Ayin is aser, I don't care where, I don't care the circumstances, the context, it's aser across the board. That's the one shot. The other shot is that I myself, if I'm allowed to do this in the privacy of my own home, I may also come to do it outside. So let's say I'm eating some hamburgers with melted parve cheese on it. So it might be Maris Ayin if somebody saw me, but in my home, no one's going to see me. But once I get so used to and comfortable eating this burgers and cheese, I might eat it outside when I'm going to my lunch break in the park, so someone might see me there. That's the second reason why it might be Asr and Chadei Chadarim. And the third reason is, there's a third reason I thought, right? It's possible someone might look into your window and he might see you. You never know when you're really by yourself, when you're not by yourself. So anyway, so that's the question. How before were we able to say everybody agrees Bereshis HaYachid, it's permitted, and there's no concern Maris Ayin, when we have the klal that kol makom she'asu chachamim pnei Maris Ayin afil b'chadei chadarim zaser? And Tosis points out, wait a second, Rav Chanan, who explained the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, by the way, he's an amora. He has the authority to argue in Rav Yehuda. Yehuda Marav, Rav's not an amora. Rav is an amora, not a tana. An amora can argue in another amora. So what's the question? So they're arguing with each other. Great. We've had plenty of machlokas between Amoraim before. So Tosis says, V'hamar Rav Yehuda Marav, Af agav derav haya Amora, even though Rav was also an Amora, which gives Rav Chanan bar Ami their right to argue on him, Parch Shaper, it's still a good question. Kevin derav gadol haya bedoro, V'rosh yeshiva l'Yisrael, Chutz Mishmuel, he's the greatest Amora of his time, other than Shmuel, who I think they were equals, really. Ein svara derav Chanan palagalev. Doesn't make sense. It's not logical to say that Rav Chanan were to argue on Rav. Okay. Normally we find the halacha of Rav Tanu palag. Rav has the status of a Tana. Now usually that means he's able to argue on a Tana. But we don't see anywhere that he has a Tana where you can't argue on him as an Amora. So that's what Tosafot points out, is that no, even though Rav was really an Amora, it's unlikely someone would argue on Rav since he was one of the two greatest Gdolei Dor in his time. So how do we get around the machlokas then, whether it's Aser, B'chadei Chadarim or not? So Gemara says, in fact, it's Tanai. It's really Machlokas Tanaim. The debate really precedes these two Amoraim. What's Machlokas? The Tanya. Shodchen Bechama, aval lo k'neged ha'am. So if a person, let's say he was dry, something got wet, and Rashi talks about the particular case, a person was walking along the way and he gets rained on. So what do you do afterwards? So you take your clothing off, you want to spread it out to let it dry. Now, a person would think, wait a second, this guy's probably, he probably did kivas, he probably laundered his clothing on Shabbos, he probably put it in the water, in the river, and washed it with some soap. That's usher to do, to clean it. This guy did nothing wrong at all. He just got wet and wanted to lay out to dry. So what's the halacha? The detanya, shodchen bechama, avalo k'neged ha'am, you could put it in front of the sun, but as long as nobody sees it. So if you have an enclosed backyard where nobody would see it, it's permitted to hang it on the line. And Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Osun, they say it's Aser. Why? It's Chadei Chadarim. It's my backyard, which is completely enclosed. Nobody could see inside. I've got high fences, high trees. So we see this machlokas, whether Maris Ayin is Aser, Afilu, B'Chadei Chadarim. Now this issue actually does come up. Let's say a person comes home, and he's drenched, his coat is so wet. So you hang it in the bathroom sometimes, so it doesn't make the rest of your house wet or your coat closet wet. So hanging up there, is there an issue of that hanging wet clothing? Does it appear as an issue of Maris Ayin? So we see we paskin, based on the notation from the Ein Mishpat, at Osun we say it's usher to hang dry clothing, even b'chadei chadarim. So when I get home, am I not allowed to hang my raincoat that's drenched in the bathroom? So they say, no, when you hang your raincoat, you need a place to hang it. So you can hang it wherever you want. You happen to decide to hang it in the bathroom. But you're not saying I'm hanging it to dry. You're just hanging it. It's a place to hang. Just like I hang something in my coat closet, I hang it in my bathroom. So that's not considered hanging it to dry. That's considered just hanging it because you have to put it somewhere. As opposed to dafka hanging it in the sun or lying in the sun. So that, they say, is more a problem of it's clear you're doing it for the sun to dry it up. And it looks like you just laundered your clothing. Okay. Continues the Gemara and says, Ikadamri, there's another version of how this discussion goes in terms of Rav versus Rav Chanan. Ikadamri, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machlokas bar Shisho Yachid. The debate of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is in fact in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, whether or not you hold of this. Islai de Rav Yehuda, sorry, the Beis Shammai Islai de Rav Yehuda Marav, the Beis Hillel less like the Rav Yehuda Marav, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are goofa arguing about this concept, whether Maris Ayin is Aser, Afilu B'chadei Chadarim. Aval, however, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Divrei HaKol Aser, everybody says it's actually going to be Aser, in Rosh Hashanah and Maris Ayin, even Beis Hillel will agree it's Aser because of Maris Ayin. So Lema Rav Damark Beis Shammai. Maybe Rav holds like Beis Shammai, because Rav had the klal of Afid B'chadei Chadarim, and now even Beis Shammai holds also Aser Afid B'chadei Chadarim. Gemara says, no, it's really Tanai, it's really Machlokas Tanai. The Tanya Sholchan B'chama Avalo K'neged Am, that you're allowed to spread in the sun, but as long as people don't see it, that permits it B'rishas Yachid. However, Rabbi Shimon Oser, and they say it's Aser. Okay, slightly different version, slightly different take on this this version of the Machlokas. Okay. I'm in Beis now. Says Masnis in our Mishnah that talks about moving the ladder from one window to the next window is Dilo Kiai Tana. It's not like the following Tana, which teaches us the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Shemolichin Es Hasulam Mishavach LaShavach. They both agree you can move it from one Shavach to the other Shavach. Lo Nechachu Ela LaHachzia. The only Machlokas is to return it. Is that thunder?
I said there might be thunder this morning.
So should probably say bracha.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. I thought I heard it before. I should have said a bracha, but okay. Says the Gemara again. So the machlokas here is only about returning the shoach back to the original place. Again, lo nechlechu ela lahachzir shebeis shammai omrim ein machzirin or beis hillel omrim af machzirin. You could put it back in place. But so that's different than our Mishnah. This Mishnah seems like you can move it. It says clearly you can move it from one Shavach to the next Shavach. The only issue is returning it. Well, our Mishnah says no, the Machlokas was even in terms of moving it in the first place. So we see there are two different opinions of the halachas of Shavach. And Amar Rehuda says further, B'mad v'mamurim, what's this talking about? B'sulam shel Shavach. It's only talking about Sulam shel Shavach. There are two different types of ladders. I'm not sure what the differences were. But a sulam shel shovach that was clear was used for shovach, that's the only time where there was such a debate. Now, the sulam shel aliyah, the sulam that was supposed to be used for the roof only, divrei HaKol Aser, even if I'm using it for the shovach, it's also to be used because it's clear the type of ladder I'm using, it makes it look like it's really being used for the roof. So Rashi doesn't really tell us the differences between these two different sulamos, but there's a difference apparently. Need a picture. Do you have a picture? We need.
No.
The Arshul doesn't put a picture in. It's not worth making a whole book and beta just for one picture. Okay. Rav Dusa Omer, Mateu Mechalon Lechalon. You're able to turn it, not really carry, but flip it around from one window to the next window, kind of like leaving it in place on the ground, and you can just tilt it to different windows that you need. That's permitted. And Achim Omer, there's yet another opinion that holds Mishum Rebbe Dusa. In the name of Rebbe Dusa, Af Medadimbo. Medadimbo means, Rashi says, Medadimbo im hachalon rachok. If it's a very far away, the window from the first location, Vein Rosh Hasulam Agiyasham, you try to tilt it, like leaving it, the legs in the ground just kind of tilted to a different way, but the other window is a little too far from it, so then you could kind of like drag it, like turn it back and forth. You know, keeping one leg on the ground and moving it, wiggling it back and forth, I think that's what Rashi's trying to get at. Until finally you reach the next window. That's permitted. Okay, these issues are not really so nogeya to us. It's, you know, the question just what fundamental points we could extract from here, like Maros Ayin and whatnot, and Simchas Yom Tov. But again, different versions of what can be done in terms of moving the window, the ladder from one window to the next. Now, more quotes from the B'nai Rabbi Yechiya, the children of Rabbi Yechiya, Nafuka Kriyasa. They went out to the villages to go check out the fields, explains Rashi. Kiyasu, when they came, Amalu, Avun, Klumaisa Bal Yedchem. So their father said to them, when they came back, Rabbi Chiya said to them, did any events happen, any halacha, shaylas came out? Amulo, they said, yes, sulam bali adenu, viatrinu, a case of sulam. Somebody asked us about a sulam, and Rashi says they wanted to know whether you could move the ladder from the roof to the shovach, was a particular case. The ladder was leaning on the roof, and the person wanted to be able to use it on the shovach. So they permitted, you're allowed to use it for the shovach. So interesting, I didn't think about this till right now, that it sounds like this is talking about on Yom Tov itself. That there's another halacha that says you're not allowed to go check out your field on Shabbos Yom Tov to see what it needs. So I'm just wondering now, what's going on here?
Unless Yom Tov was coming up and they asked, they said, can we do it in a few days?
Uh-huh. Maybe that was the point. Maybe it really was there a chol. They asked, this coming Yom Tov, if that happens, what's halacha? Okay. Okay, so let's assume that's what happened. So then Amrulo, so again, they told him someone asked about sulam, and we permitted them to move the sulam from the roof to the window, to the shovach. So Amrulahem, Rabbi Chiya says to his children, Tzu, go out, v'asu mashe hetirtim, go forbid what you just permitted. So what was the machlokas? In Nusavar, they held, the children held, midaka amar Rabbi Huda, b'sulam shalaliyah. The fact that Rabbi Huda said the whole machlokas was about everyone said it was usher when it came to a ladder that was unique for a roof. Lo pligi, that Rabbi Huda says that Rabbi Huda himself held, no one argued. Everyone agreed when it came to a ladder of an aliyah, that's usher. Mechlab, but the implication was the Tanakhama, the first opinion of this brisa above on this page. So Rabbi pligi, no, they do argue, even with a ladder used for roof, even then there's such a machlokas. So that's what they held, and we always pass like the Tanakhama. That's why they permitted it. Even though it was a ladder that was unique for the roof, they permitted it. Below, but they were incorrect. It was not the case. Behuda taima de Tanakama come mifarish. Behuda is simply explaining the reason of Tanakama. Why did the Tanakama talk about moving the sulamo? So Behuda says it really qualifies. He's not really answering. It's not really explaining. He qualifies and says, no, that's only talking about a sulam that was uniquely used for the shovach. But if it was a ladder that was specially used for the roof, even the other, and that's the debate between the children of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Chiya himself. Mimai, how do they know this? Midikasani molichin es asulam mishavach l'shavach. From those very lines, it teaches us that's why. Because v'sagadaitach b'sulam shaliyah pligi, if the machlokas, according to Tanakhama, was even with the ladder used for rooftop, hai molichin es asulam mishavach l'shavach, molichin es asulam l'shavach mibaylei. It shouldn't be a case where you're moving a ladder from one shavach to another shavach. The Shuv said you can move a ladder wherever it is to a shavach. Even if the ladder was connected to the roof, you can move it to a shavach. The fact that they only say it's permitted to move a sulam of a shavach to another shavach tells me the only machlokas is a ladder that was specially used for a shavach. But if it was even a ladder used for an aliyah was permitted, then molichin as a sulam l'shavach. So that's the proof that Rabbi Chiya brought to tell us that a sulam of an aliyah may not be used for shavach on Yom Tov. So Elalav Hachikim Kamar is not continuing the proof now. He's not coming to tell us that shal shavach in, if it's a ladder of a shavach, is permitted. If it's shalia lo. So then the response of the children of Rabbi Chiya would be, v'idach, what would they say back? Mikatani sulam shel shavach? It doesn't say the sulam of a shavach, a sulam that's made for shavach. It says, mi shavach l'shavach katani. Meaning you can move from one shavach to the next shavach to the next shavach and to the next shavach. I mean, you can't. It's not limited to just one time. You can move it multiple times. That's what it seems to be saying. And it's not a rise. It's not shavach. It's not really defining what type of ladder. You just tell me that multiple times is permitted to move the sulam from one shavach to the next shavach. And that's how the children of Rabbi Chiya would have responded. I'm not sure if they actually responded or what the Gemara itself is saying. Perhaps what the debate was about. Now the Gemara says, Ikadami, another version of this discussion of between Rabbi Chiya and his children. So Amrulo, the children of Rabbi Chiya says, Hatoi hitoi sulam shaliyah bal yadenu vachinua. A case, the ladder of an aliyah came to our case. What would we say tilting was? Tilting was when the legs of the ladder are in the ground and you just tilt the top of it, put it in a different direction. It's still in the same place. You tilt it that way versus that way. that was the case. And we permitted them, even though initially this was a ladder used for an aliyah, we permitted them to tilt it to a window of a shovach. So what was the response? So Amr Lahem, Reb Chiya says back to his children, go out and asumashi tartem, go out and forbid that which you permitted them in the first place. What was machlokas in this case? Gemara says, inu, b'nei Reb Chiya felt, savor, my deka asar tanakama kashari Rebbe Dosa. What tanakama permitted Rebbe Dosa asered. Sorry, that which tanakama asered, rather, Rebbe Dosa permitted.
Said you could move it from Cholom to Cholom. So it sounds like they were relying on Reb Dosa's opinion.
They're relying on Reb Dosa's opinion.
And Reb Dosa is going on the case of Shel Aliyah, of a Sulam Shel Aliyah. That's Reb Dosa, when he says Mateo Michalom Michalom, he's going on the case of a Shovach Shel Aliyah, and it's on that which the Tanakama asserted, Reb Dosa came along and matered by Mateo Michalom Michalom.
It says, as Rashi says here, Rashi is the Rabbi Dosa, the who Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Basulam Shalia Asal Halich, Kashar Rabbi Dosa Mihil Hatzat. Rabbi Dosa is referring to Rabbi Yehuda's case. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asr to move a Sulam Shalaliyah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa. And then comes along Rabbi Dosa on that case and says he permits you to be Mateo, at least you could tilt such an Aliyah. So that which Rabbi Dosa permits, no, that Rabbi Yossi.
That which the Tanakam Asrs, the Shalaliyah, Sulam Shalaliyah. Rabbi Dosa is telling you a chiddush, he's being marben heter.
Because Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama now. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's explaining the Tanakama, says, usher to move a aliyah, sulam shaliyah. Rabbi Dosa permits you to be mateu, a sulam shaliyah. That's what they thought, and they're going with the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. But Rabbi Chi himself says, velohi, that's not true. Mai de kasharu Tanakama, kasar Rabbi Dosa. That which Tanakama permitted Rabbi Dosa asser. So Rabbi Tanakama held that you can be molech a sulam of a shovach. And Rabbi Dosa is not referring to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, no, it's asser to move a aliyah of shovach. You could simply mateu, simply tilt the sulam of shovach. But everybody's in agreement that a sulam shel aliyah is going to be asser, even to mateu, such a sulam would be asser. So that's the debate, how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. Okay, interesting. Now the Gemara quotes from the second half of the Mishnah. Amin Aleph, the Mishnah had told us that that although Beis Shammai says one cannot move it, molich a sulam from one shavach to the next, one may be mateu can tilt it from one shavach to the next, and Beis Hillel permitted you even to be molich a sulam from one shavach to the next. The Gemara explains Alma. We see from this Mishnah, gave simchas yamtif, Beis Shammai luchumer Beis Hillel lekula. So why is a guy climbing the ladder? Because he wants to get a yona to eat. So we see Beis Shammai is chum, he's machmir when it comes to Simchas Yomtov, and Beis Hillel is mekel. He permits you to do something in terms of being mekayim Simchas Yomtov. Look at Tosos for a second. Tosos Alma, Gavi Simchas Yomtov, Beis Shammai l'chumra. Tosos asks, Vim tomer amai lo parach mi beitza, Shinolda. Look from our first Mishnah that Uperish HaKunshish. So the first Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai is mekel. He permits you to eat the beitza. And Beis Hillel is machmir. So we see the opposite. The Gemara is going to ask a question from a different Mishnah, but you could have asked a question from our first Mishnah, the Masechta, that Beis Shammai is machmir, sorry, Beis Shammai is mekel, and Beis Hillel is machmir. So Tosas quotes from Rashi, perish a kuntris, mishum de gavi beitza, lo shach simcha. It's not really simcha by the beitza. Shein ba simchas yomtiv kokach. It's a small egg, and perhaps a bigger egg. In those times, according to Tzlach, the eggs were twice the size of our egg, so maybe it was a bigger egg. But even then, it was just an egg, so it wasn't so much Simchas Yomtov. Umash matir in Beis Shammai, Tosus continues, Hayin mutam deles lahachana, mutam delo dam in the Paris, anoshim l'mashim shazav. The whole discussion there is a completely different discussion, nothing to do with Simchas Yomtov. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring that mission in as a question. But what the Gemara does bring as a question is as follows. We're minhu. Says the Mishnah, the second half of our first Mishnah, Ashochet chayev oaf, but yomtiv, a person who shechs a bird or a wild animal on yomtiv. Oh, by the way, someone told me yesterday, the arts girl says a koi is a bison or a buffalo. I didn't realize that.
I didn't see that word.
Oh, someone said, who was learning it yesterday and has told me that it's, according to some opinions, maybe the footnote, some opinions think it's a buffalo. I was assuming, by the way, that buffalo yesterday was a wild animal, chaya, but apparently some think that's what exactly a koi is. Maybe Rashi al Torah, or no, Rashi somewhere, they said, was quoting this. I guess it's a mix between a bull and a cow, maybe. I don't know. Oh, either way. So you shecht a chai or an oaf, you shecht a bird or a wild animal on yontif. So Beishami Omrim Yachbor Bedekar Vichas. So you're able to dig up some dirt and cover the dam. You're only permitted to do it if you had already prepared dirt from Erev Yom Tov. So we see here, Beis Hillel is more makel when it comes to Beis Shammai is more makel when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. He allows you to do it, and Beis Hillel is more machmir. This goes against our Mishnah, where it's the opposite. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlafes Hashita. You have to switch around who says what. So which direction it's going in? So Rashi says, before that, Muchlafes Hashita. Rashi doesn't say which direction. There's a long toast here, which I imagine he talks about which ones you're switching. Are you switching our mission in the beginning, or are you switching this last mission we just did? I'm not sure which one you're switching, but he talks about which one you do switch. So Gemara says, that's one approach. You do Muchlafes Hashita, and align the Hashitas up perfectly. Gemara says, why do you have to do that? Mimai, what's the reason for that? Dilma, the two different cases, perhaps the Shovach case is very different than the Kisei Adam case. Dilma ad kan lo kamar beishame hasam ela heichad ikadekar narts. Beishame only permits it when you have a dekar nuts, which we said was a spade was shoved in the ground, where there's no mlacha really going on. That's the only reason why beishame is makel in that regard. But heichad leka dekar nuts, lo. But when there's no dekar nuts, when the spade isn't shoved into the ground from Erev Yom Tov, he wouldn't permit you to do that. He would be machmir. Now, vinami, alternatively, ad kan lo kamar beishil hacha el deshovcha mochia chalava. The only reason why Beis Hillel permits it in this case, he's makel in this case, is because it's the Shovach is telling me that it's permitted. It gets around that problem. Aval Hasam lo, but over there, there's nothing telling me otherwise. So the cases are very, very different. You can't really compare. You can't just make this general rule of Beis Shammai is this way, Beis Hillel is another way. Each detail, each case is different details. So Elakashi, if you have a question, Hakashi, the following question should be asked if you want to line the Shitas up. Beis Shammai Omer, we didn't see this Mishnah yet. It's a Mishnah that comes up. Where is this daf? Yud. So tomorrow's daf. Beishami omrim, lo yitol elim ki nanei amibod yom, u beishil omrim omrid v'omer zevizani noto. A person, let's say, has a nest, and he wants to have birds on Yom Tov. So how do you be meichin these birds to be used in shechitin in Yom Tov? So Beishami says you have to go up to each bird and lift them up. If you do a mice, lift it up and say, okay, this is for, you don't have to say anything, but you lift it up, which is, it seems to be more of a kula, I guess. Okay, fine. Right, it's a chumrah. Beis Hillel says no. You just go there and say this is for tomorrow. This is for tomorrow. You don't have to pick anything up. So we see here Alma gavi simchas yom tov Beis Shammai lechumrah Beis Hillel lekula. So Beis Shammai requires you to pick it up. So Beis Shammai is machmir. Aur minu hashochid chayv opi yom tov. But don't we have from our first mission in Beitza that Beis Shammai is mekel and Beis Hillel is machmir? So that's a machlokus. Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashita. Let's switch around the order and say in order to line up the shitas. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'dilma, maybe they're very different, two different Mishnahs. Dilma lohi, ad kan lo kam amr beishama elahichad ikadekar nuts. He only permits you to do the case of the beta when you have a spade shoved in the ground from Erev Yom Tov, that's permitted. Avahichad elekadekar nuts, no. But if there's no dekar nuts from beforehand, so he won't permit you to do it. Beishama is not necessarily makel all the time, he's usually machmir. It's that particular case. Dekar nuts, you kind of solved any of the issues you have to face. But if the dekar nuts wasn't there, you'd be machmir. Inami, alternatively, Ad kan lo kamer beis hillel hach ela kaven de muksahu beomed v'omid omer zev zani no tasagi. Beis hillel, it's aser because of muksa, the birds, they're in the nest. But he just thinks, he's make on that in terms of simchas yom tov, he just thinks in general, in terms of hilchos muksa, it's hazman of am was enough. To just state it is enough to undo muksa. They're not an issue of machmir of simchas yom tov, that's not what's driving him. What's driving him is how to understand hilchos muksa. Aval hasam lo, when it comes to the Dekar Nalitz case, nothing to do, it's a completely different type of halacha. You can't compare the two Mishnayos. Okay, so we'll stop here. The Gemara goes on this type of back and forth until we get to the Mishnah. Different Mishnayos, Machmir versus being Mekel, in regards to Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, stopped a little earlier today.